I think we left off in the middle of the Mishnah Chochmah. You have it with us there? V'chol zos, right, despite the fact that the Chovas HaLevavos says that lo ya'avdehu ve'emes rak ha'filosof o ha'novi, v'chol zos kol Yisrael ma'aminim ve'emes mitzi'uso v'achduso inyan muskol chazah. Right, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invisible, incorporeal. So belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the grasping the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know and believe in the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires an ability to grasp a notion which is, right, very abstract. Again, not abstract in the sense that Rachmana Litzlan removed, but abstract in the sense that there's nothing physical, visible, tangible about that which the person is grasping. Inyan, that's what the Mishnah Chochmah means. Inyan muskol kazeh. Umalegem lechol ha-hargoshos v'ha-hispalos shemargishim mitzah ha-tava umevinim shehem kulam hovim v'nefsodim efshari ha-metzius. That which the umos ha-olam deify, which is basically forces of nature that they deify. Again, they deify that which arouses within them hargoshos and hispa'alos, that which arouses within them these physically driven emotions and excitement. So we recognize that all of that is not, that's not divine. Means what's mechuyev ha-metzius, not what's contingent. Va'al zeh bi'aru ma'amorim zal, v'bnei ma zochu Yisrael likros ha-shema shem b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Mevinim inyan filosofi kazeh, v'yilagu, right? They scoff l'chol ha-hargoshos. So at this stage, and again, the Havana here is composite. We're not setting the stage for a question, but for a combination. So the Mishnah Chochmah seems to attribute the fact that despite what the Chovas HaLevavos says, again, we saw last time that in the Chovas HaLevavos itself, there are snakes of him here. Despite the kvias of the Chovas HaLevavos, that it requires, again, someone with that capacity for abstract knowledge, just to be a philosopher, has to be a Navi. So how is it then that this is something which has been universally believed amongst Bnei Yisrael? So initially, the Mishnah Chochmah is indicating that it's a skula that we inherit from the Ovos. Again, likros Shema means not to say the words, not to say the six words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Eken, Hashem Echad, but to be able to affirm the belief in Hashem Echad. Where does that come from? It comes from it's something that is a capacity which we inherited from the others. That mevinim inyan philosophi kazeh. Ulechach, but now we'll see that the Torah is then protecting and fortifying this capacity. Kaviyachol b'chochmaso shiratzah shekol Yisrael yisatzmu b'iyun v'seichel sheyaminu b'achdusa. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should be able, again, through mental exertion, right? Remember how the Cholos HaVavos attributed lack of belief to Atzlos V'Sichlos, right? Same thing being reflected here. Shiratzah Shekol Yisrael Yisatzmu V'Iyun. There's such a thing as physical exertion, when a person physically exerts himself. There's such a thing as mental exertion. Shekol Yisrael Yisatzmu V'Iyun. And therefore, there's such a thing as physical laziness. There's also such a thing as intellectual laziness. Ulachach kevayochu b'chachmasu shiratza shekol yisrael yisatzmu b'iyun v'seichel sheyaminu b'achdusa v'chol ha-hargoshos v'hamulchoshim. Again, the emotions, the tangibles in life, lo yoreyu lohem. It's a reisha and dalid. It looks like it's a dalid. It's a dalid or a reisha? One second. Should be a reisha, no?
I have a reisha.
You have a reisha. Okay, good. I'll take it. Lo yoreyu lohem. Lo yaziku lemuska lusam. Ma'osa l'darkei ha-hat'o'o mikofos ha-medame v'ha-masa. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do, kaviyochol, to strengthen us that we shouldn't allow our emuna to deteriorate into something, again, which is, if it's emotionally driven, if it's based on a hispilus from a sensory experience, it can, again, easily result, again, into a some kind of corporeal belief. Here, Balahem Torah. Muskolos rabos b'tar shabachsav b'tar shabal peh l'chanech koach haseichel lihios kayom v'omed u'mizgabe al hamadame v'al ha-hargoshos hamasos, right, which lead a person to be toeh, to wander u'mevios l'hispael mehateva v'lishkoach hayotze b'reshis v'loses kovat l'nevraim. Here, b'lehem b'mitzvos, l'chazek lohem ha-hargoshos, k'mo ha-ahava, ahavas reyim, chayei mishpocha, ahavas ha-uma, nekoma, linkom, b'sonei Hashem, chesed, lasos, m'chaveru, v'chol ha-hargoshos, mokom lohem b'mitzvos. Just read a couple more lines and then try to understand. Yofi priyetodor v'achal zman v'achri ha-chag nizrak v'chayotzei b'zeh v'zeh rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael perush nikoyom, to cleanse. Miloshon zikisi libi u'laha'amidam al hadasa philosophy ulebli lehispatos mehatsiyurim hamuchoshen, hirba lehem Torah muskalos, ligur bekoach hamedana, umitzvos, likach kol hamuchoshen vahargoshos, lemitzvos umaisim tovim, shalo yifatu osa odom lera. The Meshul Chochma, it's an amazing mahalach. A person has an emotional side as well, and that emotional side is aroused a person has a capacity for and experiences ahava. A person has a capacity for nakama. He has a capacity for appreciating beauty. Each of which, if they intrude into the tchum of emunah, interfere and even prevent correct emunah basha. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He channeled all this that there is an outlet for it. The ahava, which is intertwined with, inseparable from the physical, so it's channeled for avas reyim, chayei mishpacha, avas ha'uma. The appreciation for beauty is not something, again, it is a capacity that we have, and it's a capacity that is going to surface. So the Torah channels it, all these, the Torah channels into mitzvahs. Concurrently, through mitzvahs of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, The Torah has the muskalos, and once we have the correct outlet for the hargoshos, so that allows us to cultivate the type of emunah which is not compromised, which is not lowered by the intrusion of these hargoshos. Did you hear that, Alyssa? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the receiving end of the Olam Hazeh Dika Ahava that is part of human experience, so inevitably it casts him and frames our belief in him in Olam Hazadika categories. He becomes an old, benevolent Zayda with a long white beard who loves his grandchildren unstintingly. I am partial to old grandfathers. This is not an attack on old grandfathers, but that's like who the Rosh Hashanah is, right? I don't remember. It could be that I'm just making a mistake, in which case you'll find it and correct it. The same question that the Meshech Chochmah is addressing in Rav Chanina ben Akashia of Avot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakos, the Sisala Ficha, Hibalim Torah U'mitzvos, it's basically the same question that the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, address in the pasuk where Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Alei Elahei Hora, va'et luchal luchos ha'emin v'ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah." There too, the question is, what does mitzvah mean as distinct from Torah? What does Torah mean as distinct from mitzvah? So in that context, we've seen the Rambam in the Hagdama to the Yad says that Torah means Torah Shavuksav and Mitzvah is Torah Shavuksav. The Ramban, his Hagdama to the Parashat of the Torah, says that Mitzvah the Mitzvah, so Torah refers to the narrative. So how is that Nitpas in the Shem Torah? Because it teaches Emunah, the first of the narrative parts of Chumash, primarily Sefer Bereishis. But again, the Meshech Chochmah is not explicitly applying it, I think. I don't know, double check, make sure I'm just not making a mistake here. It's not explicitly applying it to the Pasuk, but at least in the context of Rav Chanina ben Akashia, so his distinction is that, again, Torah means pure muskolos. Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and mitzvah is something which, again, obviously, using the term a different way, the pure muskolas and mitzvahs also, Anochi Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, these are mitzvahs and the minyan mitzvahs, and using the term in a different sense, and mitzvahs again refer to that which directs the other dimensions of the human personality, the hargashos, again the capacity for ava, gvura, v'chulu. Zach in the sense of what you call it, Zach was Israel, and the parish Nikoyon, and the Shaman Zai Zach also means that, right? It means it's pure. It also means that it's clean, that it's pure in the sense that there's no no sediment, no pulp, no. ולכן נוסה הציץ על הראש ויקוס of קודש לשם, שהשכל כולו קודש. אמנם על הלב מקור ההרגושות כסיב בני ישראל, להורא שההרגושות יהיו על המצוות, שרובן הם להסאחדוס האומה, כמו בייס הבחירה וביר ברגל ירושלים, ולקט שכל פי ומייסי ותרומה, שזה הסאחדוס האומה. ולכן יהיו ההרגושות עסוקים במצוות. Again, channel, provide the correct outlet. ולא יספטו להטבע להארץ מה שהלב מסרגש מהם לעבוד עבוד הזרה. And if a person has an outlet for feelings of love, then he doesn't deify that hargosha and create a deity which is a physically conceived god of love. Okay, we'll stop here for today.